Initially, what we managed to do was get Mitchell Curley Park down as a priority to seek funding from the Community Recognition Fund. And so the application form went in for that. It was the end of February. Now, that gets announced by a minister, but there's no timeline for the funding decision or announcement. And I think this is what was obviously causing frustration on the ground there. So delighted to inform that with true negotiation with the Parks Department and the council, the council have agreed to provide a budget allocation towards the playground remediation in Mitchell Curley Park while they're waiting on this funding from the government. So I think it's, look, I have to praise the Parks Department there. It's a really good proactive solution, and they're listening to our representation. So like, I have to say fair play to them on that.
And I guess it's a good example, councillor, of people being heard on the ground, because when issues get brought up, there's often some people may think, oh sure, what's the point, you know, things don't get solved. But even in this situation where there was believed to not be a pot of money, there wasn't going to be any funding for this, something was being able to be manoeuvred and done about this. And as well as that, because as well, people sometimes consider this type of thing a time sensitive issue as well, because if you even think of the great weather we're having at the minute, and even the summer months coming up ahead when all the kids are out of school, it's great to have an amenity like this up to scratch and what people kind of expect in the area as well, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic, and it services an awful lot of residents in that area. It's a very important amenity to have, and as you mentioned, it really is good to see that representations can make a difference just to manage people's expectations there. It will be going to tender there in May this year, and then a contractor becomes appointed. You're talking July, possibly into August. Now, there's a lead time in production and delivery of playground equipment from the manufacturers as well. So, like, we'll be pushing for a September delivery date. So, unfortunately, it looks like it won't be in place for summer. But just delighted to announce that we have a solution, and we've shortened that timeline significantly. So all credit to the Parks Department for that.